Good afternoon. I'm John Sleggers. Parts of Plymouth County are preparing for floodwaters as rains of between 8 and 16 inches have fallen further north across the two tiers of counties in northwest Iowa and adjacent portions of Minnesota and South Dakota. Today, Alton is coping with record floodwaters. Iowa Highway 10 is closed from Highway 60 to Jefferson Avenue. An RV park along the river at Highway 10 was evacuated earlier this morning. Campers had just minutes to leave as the Floyd River rapidly rose. Homes north of the Highway 10 viaduct were also inundated this morning. The city of Alton is asking residents to minimize their water use as one of the city's two lift stations has flooded. South of Alton, Iowa Highway 60 is closed at mile marker 12 and also at Carnes due to high water. In Lamar's, northbound traffic along Business 75 is being diverted off Highway 60 north. The full impact of flooding in Plymouth County won't be seen until later today into tonight. A flood warning has been called for Plymouth County until 1 p.m. Tuesday, and another flood warning from 10 p.m. tonight till 10 a.m. Tuesday. Floodwaters will affect several rivers flowing through the county. There's a flood warning along the Big Sioux River at Akron and Westfield, and a flood warning along the Floyd River at Lamar's, Merrill, and at Sioux City. Fire departments and volunteers at Akron and Haywarden are filling sandbags today in anticipation of the floodwaters downstream from Rock Valley. The community hardest hit by the floods is Rock Valley, where city officials have ordered the evacuation of all residents north of U.S. Highway 18. People were urged to head to Trinity Reformed Church for shelter. The Iowa State Patrol has set up roadblocks outside of Rock Valley. These roadblocks are to stop any vehicles that are not Rock Valley residents. Many Sioux County roads are covered with floodwater and some bridges are out. The combination of heavy rains in the Big Sioux and Rock River basins is starting to bear down on Haywarden. First responders are evacuating residents there, and no traffic is being allowed into the city. Haywarden utility officials are urging no unnecessary water use as water lines are becoming contaminated. This morning, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation for Sioux County in response to the severe weather and floods. The proclamation allows state resources to be used to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather. This also activated the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Advocacy Program. Two more cases of bird flu have been noted in dairy herds in Sioux County. There are now 10 herds detected in northwest Iowa, 8 of them in Sioux County, 1 in Plymouth, and another in O'Brien County. This comes a day after a commercial turkey operation in Sac County reported bird flu. The USDA detected the disease at a commercial turkey flock with more than 46,000 birds. All of the birds will have to be destroyed. The Iowa truck driver who went missing and was later found dead on a farm in rural Sac County died from hypothermia related to acute meth intoxication. The report cites a death certificate for David Schultz, which indicates he ingested the drug and then died when he was exposed to the cold temperatures outside. Schultz went missing in November 2023, sparking a massive search effort. His body was found in April 2024, close to the location his truck was found. The Plywood Trail Foundation will hold a ribbon cutting to mark the opening of Phase 1 of the trail. The event will be Friday, June 28 in Merrill. Phase 1 of the trail extends from the Lamar city limits to Merrill. Attendees are urged to bring your bike or your walking shoes to be the first to try out the trail. Other phases of the Plywood Project will extend from Merrill to Hinton and from Hinton to Sioux City. That third phase is nearing a contract letting for construction. It will extend from 46th Street in Sioux City, north to Titan Road in Hinton. The entire project is aided by a $7.2 million Vision Iowa grant. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.